ओम हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ओम शांति 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 श्रीहरिं परमानंदम्
श्रीहरिं परमानंदम्
उपदेष्टारमीश्वरम्
उपदेष्टारमीश्वरम्
व्यापकं सर्वलोकानां
व्यापकं सर्वलोकानां
कारणं तं नमाम्यहम्
कारणं तं
नमाम्यहम् इन अपरोक्षानुभूति ओनली बाय विचार ज्ञानम विल अराइज विदाउट द एन्क्वायरी इट इज इम्पॉसिबल टू हैव द ज्ञानम नॉलेज एंड दैट एन्क्वायरी should not be independent in the sense one should not get into this in enquiry independently by oneself. The enquiry must be the enquiry into subject matter of the shastram. So enquiry into subject matter of the shastram must be with the help of the teacher. Okay, that is vicharaha. And that vicharaha, there again, what is the vicharaha? Enquiry into the nature of the individual, the real nature of the individual. And enquiry into the nature of the Ishvara, the Samashti, the totality. And enquiry into the one, actually the Ishvara again, I said, Nimitta Karana Vicharaha and Upadana Karana Vicharaha. So all these vicharas together constitute self-enquiry. So, Veshti Swarupa Vicharaha, Samashti Swarupa Vicharaha, Samashti Ishvara Vicharaha are that Ishvara Vichara itself how? As Upadana Karana Vicharaha and Nimitta Karana Vicharaha. All these vicharas together, what now? I can constitute the vicharaha, which is makes the vichara complete. This vichara alone, one should not do independently, but with this vichara of his four aspects must be in keeping with the shastra, subject matter of the shastra, with the help of the shastra, and the shastra also with the help of the teacher. And thereafter, and he briefly presented these four vicharas, four aspects of vicharaha. Veshti vicharaha, what is individual analysis? What is Ishvara vicharaha? What is Upadana karana vicharaha? Then Nimitta karana vicharaha. He presented them briefly. Thereafter, he started elaborately discussing each vicharaha. Now we are, you have to remember, first he said the vicharaha, the enquiry into the subject matter of the shastram is in the form of these four aspects. Then he presented them briefly. Then he is going to elaborate on those four vicharas, four aspects of vichara. So from 17th verse onwards,
अहमेकोऽपि सूक्ष्मश्च ज्ञाता साक्षी तत्सदव्ययः साक्षी सदव्ययः तदहं नात्र संदेहो विचारस्सोऽयमीदृशः
विचारस्सोऽयमीदृशः.
So, aham ekaha. From here onwards, the individual elaboration of vyashti vicharaha is presented. Enquiry into the real nature of the individual, the substance of the substantive I is elaborately here analyzed from here. So, aham ekaha api sukshmaha jnata sakshi sat avyayaha tad aham. Okay, aham tad. I am that reality. I am that reality. That means what? I am that reality means, what is that reality? He says, aham, that reality which is one, which is one, which is indivisible, which is one. When you say one means, I am one. Ekaha api sukshmaha, and the subtlest reality. Anan jnata, when you say I am the subtlest one reality, when you say the sukshmaha, subtlest, and jnata, when you say the jnata, I am the knower, I am the subject. Okay, I'm knower means I'm not any of the objects of knowledge. And jnata means, as I told you last class, jnata mind also is the knower. Atma also is the knower. We might mistake jnata for the mind. Therefore, it's not the mind. To make it clear, he goes to the next word, sakshi. Am I knower like as a sakshi? What is the difference between sakshi and the mind? Sakshi, what now? Sakshat ikshate iti sakshi. Sakshat ikshate iti sakshi means what? The one who knows just by his presence. Now, without having any pramanam. Pramanam vina. Pramanena vina, no? Upakaranam vina, without sakshat ikshate, without anything in the middle, as a mediating, isn't it? Instrument of knowledge. Pramanena, pramanam vina, isn't it? Upakaranam vina, sakshat ikshate. There's nothing in between. Whereas mind is the knower means, mind, how does the mind become the knower? Mind is dependent on sense organs to have the status of being the perceiver. Not sakshat ikshate, is it? Indriya dwara ikshate. Manaha indriyanam dwara ikshate. Whereas sakshi, sakshi sees, isn't it? Sakshat ikshate.
Sakshat literally?
Without, directly. Directly means?
Sakshat
literally, yeah, directly means without anything in the middle. Without anything immediately. Mm-hmm. Without anything in the middle. As an instrument of knowledge, a sakshi. And that sakshi, what now? Sat. Sat is what now? Which is the very existence. So when you say existence, you use the same word for Brahman also. Therefore, Shankara But now, he also brings in Atma and Brahman being one and the same. Really, we are going to see in detail these things. Avyayaha, undecaying. That, so I am that consciousness which is existence and which is not subject to any change, which is the witness, without which always witnesses, without any instruments of knowledge. And then it is subtlest, and that I am that consciousness which is free from any divisions. Indivisible, partless, whole, one. He says. And here itself, and how he is going to elaborate on this in all the following verses, you will see here. That means if I am that consciousness, when he says, that he also means what? I am not the body. Yes, I am not the body. Why? I is not the body. I does not mean the mind, sukshma shariram or sthula shariram. So now, how is vyashti vicharaha, is how is it done here? We are going to see now. Actually, from 17th onwards, the actual elaborate vicharaha begins. So whatever verses we have understood briefly now will be elaborately discussed. So vyashti vicharaha means what now? Atma swarupa vicharaha and anatma vicharaha also. Why? Atma anatma vivekaha is the purpose of this vyashti swarupa vicharaha. Enquiry into the real nature of the self is to distinguish the self from the non-self. Atma anatma vicharaha is equal to what now? Actually, vyashti swarupa vicharaha is equal to atma anatma vivekaha. Atma anatma vivekaha is equal to atma swarupa vicharaha, anatma swarupa vicharaha. Anatma swarupa vicharaha means what now? Again, sthula sharira vicharaha and sukshma sharira vicharaha. To distinguish the atma from sthula anatma, sharira anatma and sukshma anatma. Is it clear now? Therefore, even though he presented very briefly in the 16th verse, 17th verse onwards, Shankara is going to spoon feed us. We have to be with him to have clarity. So from 17th verse onwards, he begins this vyashti swarupa vicharaha, enquiry into the real nature of the individual, or you can say enquiry into the meaning of the word I, which means atma anatma vicharaha. Atma anatma vicharaha means enquiry into the real nature of the I, atma, and enquiry into the what now? Sthula shariram, and enquiry into the sukshma shariram also. So first he starts with what now? Discrimination. He is going to present both. What is atma? What is anatma? Why he should talk about it? Atma and anatma are two different natures. There are two different of features. Atma is of different features, different nature. Anatma is of different nature. But still, they are inseparably together. But what happened, even though they are inseparably together, but we have mixed them up. This mixing up of Atma and Anatma, which are of different natures, is Ajnanam. And sorting them out cognitively is called Jnanam. It is mixed up. And how do we know it is mixed up? Whenever we say, I am, there is no problem. When we say, I am a human being, when we say, what now? The mixing up has taken place. We have mixed up the Atma and Anatma. If we can say, I am a human being, but we should also remember, I am using this expression for Vyavaharaha. But in absolutely, I know I am pure, I am consciousness, existence, which is the truth of all the human beings. Not only human beings, truth of all the beings. That jnanam is not there. Viviche jnanam is not there. Vivekaha is not there. Okay, mixing up. Because when you say, I am a human being, that humanness, is it humanness? Manushyatvam, aham manushyaha, when you say, manushyatvam belongs to the consciousness, Atma, the consciousness, or to the physical body. Manushyatvam belongs to a given shariram. Isn't it? But what happens then? The sharirasya dharmaha, isn't it? It already superimposed upon I. This is called mixing up. Okay? This is how we mix up. Atma and Anatma are inseparably together. And both are, what now? There is a common features are there. What are the common features between Atma and Anatma? We have to remember. Atma is beginningless. Anatma also is beginningless. Atma has no end. Listen now. This is Anatma means actually. You mean, the beginningless, okay, but still, in the Nama Rupa, alone is the Anatma here. We'll see that. Therefore, what are all the differences? An Atma is completely different from the Anatma. We say, Tamav Prakashavat Viruddha Dharmayoho Vishaya Vishayinoho. Some other country, we come across in this Bhashyam. No, Tamav Prakashavat Viruddha Dharmayoho. Mean what now? Like the completely different from how darkness and light, you can never say they are one. Can you say darkness and light are one? You cannot say. Isn't it? Atma and Brahman are one. Because what is implied with the two words is one and the same. But Atma and Anatma are not one and the same. How they are different? Like Tamaha and Prakashaha. Like darkness and light. When we hear these two words, Tamaha and Prakashaha, we have no doubt. Gee, how can we mix up? How can we say darkness and light are one? We will never say that. But with reference to Atma and Anatma, which are of diagonally opposite natures, they are mixed up. And they are taken to be one. How do we take them to be one? Because in our expressions, what now? All our expressions. Because of the ajnanam. Because we do not have viveka jnanam. Vivekaha is not there. Therefore, now what is the purpose here? Now we have to, this vicharaha, atma anatma vicharaha is done. And how first he does, what is atma and what is anatma? He talks about, he's going to goes do step by step. And there again, he doesn't talk about initially, he says what now? Sthula sharira vicharaha. Atma and sthula sharira. He distinguishes the atma from the sthula shariram. So many words, we'll see that. Okay.
Atma vinishkalo hyekaha. Atma vinishkalo hyekaha. Deho bahubhiravrutaha. Deho bahubhiravrutaha. Tayoraikyam prapashyanti. Tayoraikyam prapashyanti. Kimajnanamatavparam.
See, Atma Vinishkalaha. What is Atma? He presents both the features of Atma and the features of the Sthula Anatma. It is Atma Vinishkalaha Hi Yekaha. What is Atma? Atma, the Self. The Self is one, Ekaha. And then Vinishkalaha. Vinishkalaha means what now? It is indivisible, divisionless, partless, whole. Kala means, have you done this last week?
No.
Okay.
We
didn't start. I didn't do it. Because from here what happens, now Atma and Sthula Anatma Vichara, it's going to come both, present both. Atma is one, Ekaha, and Vinishkalaha. I told you Kala means apart, a digit. You know, division. But Kalaha Yasyana, na? The one which is free from division, which is partless, one indivisible, partless, whole, when you say, devoid of divisions and parts. So, nir-avayavam, is it? We say, nishkala, vinishkala means what now? It is divisionless, you know, parts. There is no many composite entities. One indivisible, partless whole. Now, what about the dehaha? Bodies are many. Human sharirani. No, then other, we can say mobile, the forms of mobile beings, immobile beings, like trees, etc. And then there again, we can say human shariram, mriga shariram, bird shariram, the bodies are many, many, many. And each body also is what now? It's a composite entity, composition of many spare parts. Spare part means what? Many parts put together is a shariram. What is dehaha? Head alone is not the deha. Hands alone do not form the deha. Trunk alone is not the deha. Thighs are not the deha. Shanks are not deha, feet are not deha, fingers are not deha, but without any of them there is no deha. Okay? All of them put together is what now? Deha. Therefore, deha bahubhihi avrataha. Bahubhihi avrataha means what now? It is a composition of many parts. He only tells one aspect of both. He is going to show how Atma is different from the Sthula Anatmaha. Sthula Anatma. Is it clear? Therefore, how is it possible for them to mistake The only indivisible partless whole is consciousness, Atma. And this physical body, which are many and which are composite entities, composition of many parts. Next is tayoho aikyam prapashyanti. Tayoho, of these two, Atma and Anatma, the sthula shariram, aikyam prapashyanti, the people, the ignorant people, what now? They see them as one. Tayoho, of these two, of which two? Of this Atma, the consciousness, which is one and indivisible partless whole. And this physical body, Anatma, which is many, actually which is not just one, which are many, and which is also what now? Each body is a composition of many parts. Of these two, tayoho, atma sharirayoho, sthula sharira, atma anatmanoho, aikyam prapashyanti. They see them as one. Kim ajnanam atavparam. Isn't it? What an ignorance. Kim ajnanam atavparam. Can there be ignorance greater than this? Isn't it? There cannot be greater ignorance than this, that seeing this Atma, one indivisible partless whole Atma, the consciousness, and the Dehas, which are many, and each of which is what? Composition of many parts. Is it clear? See, he goes step by step like spoon. Now what are we doing now? Let remember. Not forget. Now we have entered into Vyashti Swarupa Vicharaha. Vyashti Swarupa Vicharaha, how is it done? It is in the form of Atma Anatma Vivekaha. And Atma Anatma Vicharaha Vivekaha, how is it done? Sukna Atma Swarupa Vicharaha and Sthula Anatma Vicharaha. Thereafter, he is going to see what now? Sukshma Anatma Vicharaha also. Now we are in Sthula Anatma Swaru Vicharaha and Atma Vicharaha. We are together. Atmaniyamakaschantaha.
आत्मनियामकश्चान्तः देहो बाह्यो नियम्यकः देहो बाह्यो नियम्यकः तयोरैक्यं प्रपश्यन्ति किमज्ञानमतः परम्
Even before entering into that 17th verse itself, we have to remember this point. Actually, Atma, the real nature of the individual, the meaning of the word I, is consciousness, which is not a part of the sthula shariram, which is not the property of the sthula shariram, which is not even the product of the sthula shariram, but still that pervades the entire sthula shariram and makes the sthula shariram conscious and sentient. But this consciousness which pervades the sthula shariram and makes it conscious and sentient is not limited by the boundaries of this sthula shariram. This we remember already. You should remember. Okay, that now we are going to know. What is this Atma? He says, now, आत्मा नियामकः. येट रीड लाइक दिस. आत्मा नियामकः देन देहः नियम्यकः. नियामकः नियम्यकः. नेक्स्ट पॉइंट येट आत्मा नियामकः देहः नियम्यकः. व्हाट डस इट मीन? ही टॉक अबाउट अगेन टू थिंग्स. देन आत्मा अंतः देहः बाह्यः. ओके नाउ ही प्रेजेंट्स टू फीचर्स हियर. वन इज नियामकः. आत्मा इज नियामकः एंड देहः नियम्यकः. You have to make the nature of the Atma and nature of the Sthula Anatma. Niyamakaha means controller. Controller means we should not think that Atma is like the Hitler or somebody. Controller means, because the word controller is a wrong word, isn't it, sometimes. And Atma controller means Atma alone lends existence to anatma, whereas that which borrows existence is what? Kandi controlled. Niyamyakaha, atma niyamakaha and dehaha niyamyakaha. Atma is the controller and body is the controlled. Niyamyakaha. How it is controlled? Because dehaha does not have existence of its own. Dehaha does not have consciousness of its own. Dehaha does not have sentiency of its own. The consciousness, the sentiency and the existence is what a borrowed. Whatever existence the body enjoys, and consciousness the body enjoys, sentiency the body enjoys, you know, is not of its own. It is a borrowed. From where? From the conscious Atma. Atma alone lends consciousness, lends existence, lends sentiency to the sthula shariram. Understand? Therefore, that is how Atma becomes the Niyamakaha. Whereas Atma is independent of the sthula shariram. Isn't it? Atma is self-existent. Therefore, Atma is of the nature of existence. Atma being consciousness, Atma is of the nature of existence. It is self-existent. It is not dependent on the deha for its existence. But Atma is niyamakaha, dehaha niyamyakaha. Now he says, antaha, atma, antaha, cha, you have to say, and atma, antaha, dehaha, bahyaha. Atma, antaha means, atma has no inside, outside, but atma being the innermost, essential reality, Atma is what? No, not outside of anything. Atma being the innermost essential reality or essence. Okay, Atma is never outside of anything, whereas Dehaha is what? No, bahyaha, external, which is external to what? Which is external to the, now body and your shirt, which is external, isn't it? The relative. Like that, we cannot say, suppose light is, and opaque object is, means the light by its mere presence lends existence to the opaque, pervades the opaque, and then there illumines the opaque, but not bound by, limited by the boundaries of the opaque. It goes beyond, isn't it? It pervades everything. But is light outside? No opaque object exists outside of light. It's for outside, understand? Bahyam. No opaque object exists outside of light. Now this mic, when it goes to my house, it shines even in darkness. And there's no such thing. Wherever it shines, there must be light. That means what? No opaque ever shines outside of light. Similarly, there's no sthula anatma dehaha, okay, which exists outside of atma, the consciousness existence. A very subtle point. Hope you understand it. No sthula anatma dehaha. Anatma sthula dehaha exists outside of consciousness, the existence. Therefore, what now? And this consciousness again, what now? Being the innermost essence in reality, it what now? Antaha. What is internal? With reference to ocean and water, what is antaha, what is bahyaha? H2O is antaha. Ocean name and form is bahyaha. Out, external, outside. With reference to light and opaque, what is antaha, what is bahyaha? What is surrounded by what? What pervades what? Isn't it? Similarly here also, Atma, the consciousness, is what now? The innermost essence, essential reality, and Dehaha, Bahyaha. It is outside. But what do? We know completely they are of different natures, features. But tayoho aikyam prapashyanti. Yet, right, first what we have seen? Atma yekaha dehaha bahavaha dehaha bahavaha and bahubihi avrit bahubihi avayavaihi avritaha. Point one. Like I told you, no? Like spoon feeding. Then here, Atma Niyamakaha Anatma Sthula Dehaha Niyamyakaha. Niyamakaha Niyamyakaha. Then Atma Antaha Dehaha Bahyaha. Now, Tayoho Aikyam Katham Prapashyanti. But still, people, they are of diagonally opposite nature, features. But still we do, people see them as one. They mix them up as one. And agyam ajnanam atav param. Is it? What ignorance can there be worse than this? Okay. आत्माज्ञानमयःपुण्यः देहो मांसमयो शुचिः आत्माज्ञानमयःपुण्यः देहो मांसमयो शुचिः तयोरैक्यं प्रपश्यन्ति किमज्ञानमतः परम् आत्मा ज्ञानमयः ज्ञानमयः मीन्स् Atma is of the nature of consciousness, pure consciousness. When you say Atma, the word implies the content or the substance of the substantive I. Atma, the word, implies the content or the substance of the substantive I. And substance of the substantive I, Atma, is what now? Jnanamayaha, pure consciousness. And then Punyaha. Punyaha here means actually, Jnanamayaha and Punyaha, it is existence. Punyaha, we should literally take this holy and all that. Punyaha here means what? Existence. The literal meaning we should take it here. Existence, when you say, it is pure. Punya should be taken here as pure. Pure means what? It does not stink. Isn't it? Doesn't get dirty. Doesn't get, putrefied. Isn't it? It cannot be purified. Atma is pure. Atma is pure consciousness. The substance of the substantive I, the innermost essential reality of the individual, which is Atma, is what now? Pure consciousness. And it is existence, isn't it? The pure existence, which is pure, which is unpollutable, which cannot be refined, which cannot be polluted, which cannot be cleansed also. Because anything which gets, which can be polluted alone can be refined. Isn't it? What now here? It cannot be polluted because it is pure. Punyaha means pure. You have to take it pure. And holy means what is unholy then, isn't it? Punyaha means here. What about the Dehaha? He just gives only each point. And what about this Thula Dehaha? Yes, no. Mamsa Mayaha. His physical body is nothing but Mamsamayaha. It is flesh. It is nothing but what? It is full of flesh. Physical body is nothing but flesh. Made of flesh. Consciousness is not made of anything. Atma is not made of anything. Atma is the consciousness, and which is unpollutable, ever pure. Whereas physical body is what now? Is a constitution of flesh. Therefore, Dehaha Mamsa Mayaha. Therefore, Ashuchihi. Ashuchihi means what? It is unclean, dirty, it's putrefied, stinks. Okay? Ashuchihi. How do we know? We have to remember, it is earth. Earth alone is what now? It has come from earth. Gandhavati Prithivi. The earth is what now? The special feature of the earth is it has qualities Gandaha. That's why this also has Gandaha. Know that? I don't need to talk about it. All of us know very well. That is why we use all sorts of perfumes. Very need, Atma does not need any perfume. So all our perfumes are for Ashuchihi Dehaha, isn't it? So Ashuchihi. But what do? We mix them up, we take them as one. How do you say we take them as one? When you say, I am sitting here, finished, I mixed up. I am Swamini, I am Indian, I am Vedanta teacher, I am a sannyasini, I am sitting here, I am talking to you now, finished, mixed up. In Vyavahara we can use, but in understanding we should remember. We don't do that. In understanding, if we remember, that's, isn't it? If we can remember. Isn't it? We don't do that. But we mix up. Tayoho aikyam prapashyanti. Look at this. This ashuchihi dehaha, mamsamayaha dehaha, and shuddha. Punya means shuddha. Shuddha atma. The ever pure atma. You can write punya as shuddha. Jnanamayaha atma, the pure consciousness, untainted consciousness, isn't it? Unadulterated consciousness. And how can they both be seen as one? Tayoho aikyam prapashyanti. Kim ajnanam atavparam. Kim ajnanam atavparam? Idhavadavum periya aryame enna irukka mudiyum? Rendi onna paakrame. We see both of them together as one. Not together, we are helpless. We always see them together. But we take them as one. That is the problem. This is purely because of ignorance. There cannot be greater ignorance than this. Okay. Now, so you have to write now, Atma Swarupam Anatma Sthula Dehasya Gunaha. You have to write. Now, Atma prakashaka svachaha.
Atma prakashaka svachaha.
Dehastamasa uchyate.
Dehastamasa uchyate.
Tayoraikyam prapashyanti.
Tayoraikyam prapashyanti.
Kimajnanamatavparam. Now, Atma prakashakaha swachaha. What about Dehaha? Dehaha tamasaha uchyate. body is said to be tamasaha. Here, prakashakaha means what now? Atma is luminous. Atma is the light by itself. Therefore, untainted also, swachaha. Swachaha also means pure, because already we had discussed about the word pure. Okay, Atma being a consciousness, existence, it is pure, unpolluted, isn't it? Here we say swachaha, you know, untainted, untouched. And Atma is luminous and light. Prakashakaha means light. Whereas dehaha tamasaha. Tamasaha here we should be taken as what now? Their body is inert. Therefore it is illumined. Body is not self-luminous. Body being inert, it is illumined. Illumining light is always distinguishable from the illumined opaque. We never mistake the illumining light and the illumined opaque as one and the same. But here, Atma, the light, self-luminous, self-effulgent consciousness, the untainted self-effulgent consciousness, the pure consciousness, and the illumined inert physical body, okay, self-effulgent consciousness. Atma is of the nature of self-effulgence, whereas body is what now? Is of the nature of inertness. The inert jadattam is the deha se gunaha. It is jadam shariram. Is it inert physical body? Physical body being inert and it is illumined. Is it? And this inert, illumined body is dependent on the Atma, the consciousness, to be illumined, thereby to have the status of being existent. But what about Atma? Atma is prakashakaha, self-effulgent, is of the nature of effulgence. And swachaha, untouched by anything. That means Atma is self-luminous, self-effulgent, self-revealing, self-evident consciousness. When we use the word light, prakashakaha means light. That which illumines is the prakashakaha. Prakashayati iti prakashakaha. That which illumines is the prakashakaha, the light. Then light means we have our own meaning of the word light. Immediately what we'll think, and people talk about different types of light they experience in their meditation. So we should not mistake any such light. Here, Atma is not the light as we think. We have to see the definition of the word light. That what is light, that in the presence of which anything becomes known is the light. That in presence of which something becomes known is the light. And light is that which is self-luminous. Light is that which is not dependent on an other light to come to light. Light is that which is not dependent on other light to come to light. Self-luminous. And light is that in whose presence something becomes known. That is why not only the sun is the light, moon is the light, stars are the light. In the presence of sun, stars, moon and fire, all the opaque objects shine. We call them luminous bodies, luminaries. But our Shastram goes one step further. Not only those are the lights, anything in whose presence something becomes known is the light. Therefore, every sense organ is a light. Remember, I taught you in Drishya Vivekaha, first verse itself is what? Every sense organ is a light. Eyes are also the light. Ears are the light. Because every sense power, what now? Illumines a corresponding object. And not only these five sense organs are the lights, even the antahkaranam also is a light. Antahkaranam illumines each sense power. Lens, is it? Throws light. And not only antahkaranam, isn't it? Similarly, Atma, the ever-shining light, all the time it illumines, not by any karma, by its mere presence, as Atma remaining pure, unchanging consciousness, existence. All the time it illumines. And that is Swarupam. Illumining is the very Swarupam. And what else is there to illumine the consciousness? Nothing. We need not bring candle light to see whether there is sunlight. Because any light is self-luminous. Similarly, Atma is self-effulgent. These are the nature of self-effulgence. And in its presence, mind is known. Mind becomes known. Every stay experience, mind is a constitution of experiences. Is it? And every experience shines. Every state of mind shines. Therefore, what now? Atma is the light, is of the nature of self-effulgence. He's going to say next. Prakashakaha and untouched. Self-luminous light, how illumining light is not tainted, touched by the illumined opaque. So also this consciousness, which is of the nature of self-effulgence, in whose presence, isn't it? All the inert mind, inert body, inert senses, all the sources of light shine. What now? Is untouched by anything. The Swachaha. You have to remember, Atma Prakashakaha, Atma Swachaha, whereas Dehaha is inert. Atma being consciousness, it is of the nature of self-effulgence, whereas our body being inert, material, isn't it? Product, it is tamasaha, it is illumined. Tamasaha shvichana, illumined. How can tayoho aikyam prapashyanti? And people see them to be one. Kim ajnanam atav param. Atav param. More than this, what ignorance can be? Can there be? Okay? We'll go next one.
Is there no difference opposite to svachaha?
Anpunya. Yeah, svachaha is untouched, untainted.
On the other side?
I said pure. Yeah, I used two different words, punyaha, pure, and svachaha, I said untouched.
No, I'm talking about on the deha side. So you got prakashakaha on one side, and then tamasaka.
Tamasaha, that's all, doesn't say much.
It doesn't say.
All it has been said, that means svachaha means untouched also by the illumined, isn't it? Whereas this one doesn't say much. Dehaha, deha tamasaha.
Uchyate.
Tamasaha uchyate, yeah. It is illumined. Illumined itself means what? It has no existence of its own. And then it is dependent. That's what we said extra, nothing much. Because he himself takes us to other verses, so I'm not telling much. Because he himself is presenting all the verses. Every small thing he brings it. See, you could have said all of them together as one verse, okay? But he just shows us this and this. How is it possible for you to take them as one? It's a beautiful analysis. Have you noticed? See, we don't need to do any hard work. Shankara does all the work for us. We have to be with him. See, this is a vichara. The class itself is vichara. The very class is vichara. Atma nityo hi sadrupah.
Atma nityo hi sadrupah.
See, this verse 20 will be further commented in verse number 22. So that's why I didn't do much. Atma nityo hi sadrupah.
Atma nityo hi sadrupah.
Deho nityo hi asanmayah.
Deho nityo hi
asanmayah. Tayoraikyam prapashyanti.
Tayoraikyam prapashyanti.
Kimajnanamatav param. Kimajnanamatav param. Atma nityaha. He, Atma, is eternal, everlasting, permanent, timeless. He, because sadrupaha, it is of the nature of existence. Atma, the consciousness, is of the nature of existence. Therefore, it is eternal. Okay? Dehaha anityaha. Dehaha is anityaha. It is time bound. It is impermanent. Why? Because asanmayaha. It is mithya. Mithya means what? Asat mayaha means it is asan mayaha means it is mithya. Mithya means it has no independent existence. That means it is as good as non-existent. You should not say it's non-existent. You should say it's as good as non-existent because it has no independent existence. Therefore it is mithya. It is time-bound, non-impermanent. Here what should you understand? Atma nityaha. We have already seen Atma, the consciousness not being part or product or property of the body, even that pervades the physical body, not limited by the boundaries of the body, and it goes beyond the body, it pervades everything. That is why the reality is called, known by the term Atma. Apnoti sarvam iti atma. It is all pervasive. All pervasiveness is also swarupam of the consciousness, isn't it? The substance of a substantive I, the consciousness, is implied by the term atma because it is of the nature of pervasiveness. It doesn't pervade only the one physical body. In fact, it pervades all the bodies. Everything. That is why it is implied by the term Atma. It is all pervasive consciousness, Atma, is what now? Nityaha. Is eternal. Means it has no beginning, it has no end, doesn't undergo any change. Eternal means what now? Because satrupaha, this consciousness is of the nature of existence, pure existence. Therefore, but what do we think? We mistake the, we mix up this consciousness, existence, with the physical body, which is time bound. Anityaha. So consciousness is of the nature of existence. Therefore, it is self-existent. It has independent existence, sat. Whereas physical body, being mithya, it has no independent existence. It is dependent on the existence of consciousness. Isn't it? Asanmayaha. Asanmayaha, non-eternal, it is time-bound means the physical body is alive, a consciousness is there when the physical body is alive. When the physical body becomes dead also, consciousness is still there. Consciousness is still there. Consciousness. But why do we say then? How do we know? How do we know that consciousness is still there? And Atma is still there. Because the death of the physical body, when the body is not there, means the manifesting medium is not there, the manifestation also is not there. Atma is manifest, Atma being manifest is clear when the body is alive. The body is dead, Atma is not avyakta chaitanyam. Atma becomes unmanifest. Being unmanifest does not mean non-existence, becoming non-existent. Why? The manifesting medium is not there, then it does becomes what now? Avyaktam. If it is manifesting medium is there, it becomes manifest. So the manifestation or being, there's air. Because of is dependent on the manifesting medium being there or medium being not there. But the absence of manifesting medium does not mean the absence of the manifesting consciousness. If you remove if you keep the mirror in front of my face, you can see the reflection of the face will be there. Removal of the mirror does not mean the removal of the very face. So the hand in the light, in the presence of light, opaque objects are there. And in the pure light, being one uniform, unchanging substance, it does not hold our attention. That is why in the plain light is there. We never say light alone is there. We always say nothing is there. Isn't it? When you come here, you see nobody in this hall. And who is there? What is there? If somebody asks, we never say light alone is there. We say nothing is here, nobody is here. We don't think that way. Unnecessary. Okay. We never consider the light as an important substance. Light is the substance because of whose presence alone we can see, count the number of people gathering here. We always miss out. But if there are many opaque things, beings, bodies, then we can say what now? The light. Light holds our attention. The reflected light and the pure light, what is the difference? Remove the opaque object from the light, light continues to be there. Removal of the opaque objects from the light does not make the light non-existent. Only thing is, light loses this name, status of being the reflected light. The absence of opaque objects, light loses the status of being the reflected light. But light is pure light. And light is not dependent on the opaque object also. To come to light. Similarly, here, the consciousness, the existence, when the body survives, consciousness is there as the very much existence of the body. And even when the body dies, still the consciousness continues to be there as what? As unmanifest consciousness. As pure existence consciousness. The absence of the manifesting medium does not make this manifesting consciousness absent. Is it clear? Therefore, Atma Nityaha, and Atma continues to be there as the existence of what is. When somebody is alive, Atma is there as the what? No, as the life of the person, conscious, as the existence of the person who is alive. Even after the person dies, still Atma is. Why? The manifesting medium alone is absent. Sukshma, isn't it? Therefore, Dehaha Anityaha. Whereas Dehaha Anityaha. The body has date of birth and date of any manufactured product has a date of expiry also. So asat. And then asanmayaha. And it has no independent existence outside of consciousness. Any object which has the status of being existent, when you say is, means mic is, when you say already what now? It enjoys existence. That existence enjoyed by every object is consciousness, manifest existence, which is pure consciousness. Anything is means easiness of everything is existence, manifest existence, okay, enjoyed by every object is actually what? Consciousness, the Atma only. Okay. There's no known, there cannot be the known without the knower. Remember, this is enough, good example. There cannot be the known without the knowledge. There cannot be the knowledge without the knower. There is no knower other than consciousness. Yeah, this is very easy to remember. There is no illumined without the illumination. There is no illumination without the illuminator. There is no illuminator other than the light. There is no the known. There cannot be the known without the knowledge. There cannot be the knowledge without the knower. There cannot be the knower without consciousness, the Atma. Okay, therefore, what now? It is dependent. Dehaha is the known. Therefore, it is dependent. Therefore, it has no, it is mithya. Whereas Atma is what now? Sat, the existence. Therefore it is Nityaha. Tayoho Aikyam Prapashyanti. Look at this. It's a Nitya Atma, Anitya Dehaha are taken to be one. Sat, the existence, and Mithya, the Nama Rupa, which is as good as non-existent, are taken to be one. Therefore, Tayoho Aikyam Prapashyanti. People see them to be one. Kim Ajnanam Atavparam. Is it beautiful? Okay. Atmanastatprakashatvam.
Atmanastatprakashatvam.
Can I say only one stop right here? Is it okay? Atma, because that point ends here. Atmanastatprakashatvam.
Atmanastatprakashatvam.
यत्पदार्थावभासनम् नाग्न्यादि दीप्तिवद्दीप्तिः भवत्यान्ध्यम् यतो निशि
Okay, until next class, because it is time, isn't it?
Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Tat Sat Shri Rubhyo Namaha Hari Om